advice of Shafiq Balti, Rahmatullahi, was a great teacher. He said that there are six reasons why people don't get tawfiq to make Allah. Saying that we hear and we know how many of us don't. Everyone knows five times namaz is first. Who makes five times? Everyone knows to wear Western clothing, non-Muslim clothing is not the right thing, it's the wrong thing. But how many of us, we still just stand on? Lot of things. What are the reasons for this? The first reason he gives is that the people enjoy the nearness of Allah. And they're so busy in enjoying the nearness that they never make shukr to Allah. So Allah takes the tawfiq away to comply and to make Allah. How many levels? Every person has got so many. Our eyes, in yourself. You can be the first person that you got eyes. What are you? You got a tongue, you got your brains, you got your hands and legs. What a level of a level. How many other levels? So the sixth thing, the first one is, we get so engrossed in joint and level that we hardly get time to make shukr. And this is a whole, not one, how many variants of that to make shukr, which we are negligent. The second is, he says, that the people are concerned of acquiring knowledge, they are not concerned of making amal. That we, how, every one of us perhaps in our heart, how many Islamic books we got. And we read, and we got CDs, and we got MP3s, and we got everything, but how much amal do we do? Our knowledge is gone far ahead. Not the ulama, there is even more, not the muftis. The ordinary people, how much knowledge of me? Who hasn't got knowledge of five times namaz? That in amal, it is in there. Who hasn't got knowledge? We must concentrate in our namaz. But in amal, it's not there. So knowledge we want to acquire, but we don't make amal. The third thing that he says is that people stay with the pious people. With the awliya, alhamdulillah, they stay in their company, but they don't follow them. How many of us, we stay with our elders, but what their teachings are, we just go there for entertainment. We don't follow in their teaching. How many? Our clothing is not changing. Our food we eating, habits are not changing. We know, we stay with the fathers, but we still doing our own thing. Educating our children, we still doing our own thing. Our lifestyle, we still doing our own thing. So that is one more reason he gives. Another reason, we committing sins recklessly and no tawbah. And our condition is such that forget actual sins which are sins. Our namaz, we have to make tawbah on our namaz. Our tawbah, we have to make tawbah on our tawbah. Our tawbah also is a guna. Our namaz is also a guna. We must make tawbah. A person who makes tawbah, and that's that person there. The fourth thing is, dunya is going behind you, and you are chasing dunya. No one in the world chases something which is at a best. If a person skips a roadblock, or the speeding, they were traveling speed, and a person skips and he runs away, the police are going to go in the opposite direction, behind you. They're going to chase him. But dunya is every moment, as we are sitting here, dunya is going behind us. But with all of us, we are chasing dunya more, trying to learn more, trying to make our houses better, worrying about our gardens, our bathroom. All we are chasing dunya all the time, and dunya is going at the time. And akhirat is coming in front, and we turn our faces from akhirat. All the time we are going from our father, we are going to die. Every moment that we are passing, we are moving to our father. But we turn our faces as though it doesn't exist. As though it's not going to happen to me. Nothing is going to happen in the qabr. No, we have to prepare. So tawfiq of amal will come when a person observes these 6 points. Then he will get tawfiq of amal.